Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
You missed it. You missed it this morning because you weren't here. Myself and Killian, I was telling him in the last hour, I discovered this week my name, Lyons. Do you know anything about your heritage? Like your
no, I just, all I know is Power de Puer, originally French origin.
You're French as well. I'm French. Yeah. I'm Lord de Lyons came from Normandy. Lord de Lyons.
Because yeah. De Lyon.
Yeah, he was doing a project on the Normandy. And one of the headings was about surnames, and
you've been on some genealogy course online or something.
Like, no, I just discovered that my name is a French name.
Dupuis.
Yeah, you do have a French. You have a French elegance about you.
Pizza breakfast with Niall Dupuis and Shauna De Leon.
Yeah, there you go. Does anyone at the top radio station in Paris want us?
Yeah.
We're here. We're available.
It is the time for BC intro.
Yes. It is. Wednesday morning means beat the intro, where Sean and Killian go head to head, and we want you to play along and see can you identify the songs. Mm. Now, who wants to go first this morning?
Well, I've been shafted so many times, so I'm not doing it to myself too early, so sure, you can go first.
Okay, and what I'm doing out of fairness as a new little move is I'm not picking your categories.
All right,
so
okay.
So you will pick the category. Which one do you want?
Oh.
What does it say, Sean? What does it say?
One moment, please.
Uno moment.
I found out since I have French heritage, I've my accent is very natural now.
Yeah.
Songs with a name in the title.
Songs with a name in the title. Okay, so for example, this is not one of them. Valerie by Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse would be a song with a name in the title.
Ah, okay.
Do you get where I'm going?
Yeah, I got you.
Songs with names. Right, first song, let's see if you know what this is.
That's a bit longer.
That is Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby.
2 points on the board. Woo! The point for the artist and a point for the song title. Yeah, they were. I saw them live at auction a couple of times. Right, we move on to song number two. This is really short, okay, so listen up.
That's not fair.
That's how long the intro is. I didn't write the song.
I think if the intro is really short, you have to give like an extra 5 seconds.
No, it's called Beat the Intro.
I know, but if the intro is not long enough to get the
song. Last one was very
long.
This one is, it's all evened up. Right, here you go.
I need an independent adjudicator on this 2BH.
Oh, I know it.
Okay, I'll give it to you one more time.
Go on, so I know it anyway.
Do you?
All right, go on, say it now.
No, but just in case.
No.
I will give a chance to anyone playing along. It's Outkast and Miss Jackson.
Oh, she's on a roll this
morning.
Miss
Jackson.
Well done.
Okay,
we'll move on to song number three.
Daughter.
This isn't an easy enough category, I think. Here's song number three.
Oh, tune.
No, blank look on the face.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to tell me what it is and I'll know exactly, but the intro has given nothing.
Can I guess?
Hang on a second. Give it to me again.
It's on Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, I never played any computer game in my life. No.
Okay.
Lady Gaga, Alejandro.
Okay, song number four. This one is tough, I think. A little bit tougher. Let's have a listen.
Oh, I know it.
No. Okay. I know the song.
Mm.
As in, I've definitely heard it before.
Yeah, we would have played it on beat quite a bit at the time.
His best song, I think.
His.
Giving her a clue.
It's a male.
Yeah. it's a manly song.
Like, get a quarter of a point for that, no? Male. Okay, give it to me again.
You want to hear the intro again? Okay, one more time.
Oh, there's people screaming in their car now. Going, come on, show.
It's hard. I think that's hard because it wasn't one of the bigger hits.
I don't know it.
It is Hozier and Jackie Wilson.
I wouldn't have got that. Like, okay. I don't feel in any way bad.
Okay.
Like, no, but I'm only competing with myself.
You are.
Do you know what I mean?
And
I don't feel like I've let myself down.
So does she have two? So
she has four points, and we've one song left to go. So here's song number five.
Stacey's Mom, Fountains of Wayne.
Well done, yeah. I wasn't sure you knew the band.
Fountains? I thought it was Fountains.
No, you're right. Fountains of Wayne.
What is it?
Fountains of Wayne, you're right.
He said fountains.
I always say fountains.
Fountains.
What's fountains, DC?
Oh, God.
So, 6 points.
I mean, it's not a terrible score.
No.
Like, I didn't get two of them, but as I said, I'm not disappointed in myself.
Yeah,
quite
you did very well. Like, yeah. Alejandro wouldn't be mainstream. Yeah. Lady Gaga and Jackie Wilson
and
the select taste.
The Hosier song is just not a song that... you would hear very often.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? Like, it's an older song. Kathy was on. My daughter's delighted with Beat the Intro, as the first two songs were her name, Ruby Jackson.
What are the chances of
morning,
that?
Ruby.
Ruby and Jackson.
I love that
Ruby.
Name. Ruby, you're going to be a star, I feel, with that name. That has, like, star quality all over it, doesn't it?
It does. Sure does.
Beat right, breakfast. Six. Ruby Jackson.
Ruby de Jackson.
On Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every
songs
day.
With the word song in the title.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
That gives me a bit of an advantage, yeah. I suppose.
It does. It does. Okay, so let's go. First one's really easy. I'd be shocked if you don't know it.
Best song ever, One Direction.
It is best song ever, One Direction.
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
Oh, no. No, this one.
Wrong we know. Best song ever. The best song
ever. It is one of the best songs ever.
That reminds me of randomly Brian Griffin, Beefly Brian.
Did he love it?
No, we did years ago. We did a Feel Good Friday with a guy called Scott, and we went along Waterford Quay in the Beefly car, and we blared that up. And it was one of those moments where it was like it will forever be etched in my memory as like we just were singing at the top.
Yeah, I remember that whole Feel Good Friday was great because you went to Waterford FC to meet the players, and then you went to Eddie Rockets and stuff.
Yeah,
he loves doing that, Brian. Anytime I'm in the Beefy car with him and he's driving, he says we need to be loud and we need to be heard because we're beat, and like we'd be pulled up at lights, and Brian would have the windows down blaring.
Well,
like
I tell you, because obviously I was here in day one and that used to be the rule that the three cars had to be convoy, that the windows had to be down and the music had to be blaring going through any town or village. That was the rule back in the day, and it sounded and looked amazing.
And
the only problem there, don't tell him I said this, is Brian has shite music taste. So there's all sorts of nonsense he's playing
out
of the car.
He was playing that night.
I kind of agree. Okay, song number two. Songs with song in the title. A little bit harder. Let's see if you know this.
Love song, Riora. I don't want to sing sad songs anymore. I want to your song. Our song. Our song.
Can we have a final answer, please?
Because obviously it has songs. So
yes,
like
so
it's
he's trying everything. So I'm going to get
it. It's Riora anyway.
Okay, point for Riora.
What's this? Your song, I'm going to say.
You're saying your song.
There's our song. It's either your or our song.
You have to make a choice.
Your song.
Your song is right. I don't want to hear sad songs anymore. Our song was Niall Horan and Anne-Marie.
Yes, it was.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Thank
that was a good one. Okay,
are we level now?
Sorry?
Are we level now?
No, you're on 4 points.
And she's on six?
Yeah.
So, all right.
Okay. You're so competitive.
No, because last week I got shafted.
He's only two in and he all wants to know if he's beating you.
You didn't get shafted last week. You didn't know the answer, hon. I don't mean to keep going on about it. But, like, you've a strong possibility of winning. Will you play down?
Savor it.
Okay,
song number three. This was a top 10 hit from 2016.
I actually love this.
This is
the year I started in Beat. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. And he played Dublin the following year. Sorry.
I'm trying to listen to an intro of a song and you're just talking over me. Can I have that again, please?
Okay, all right, okay. Song
He's
three.
He's so angry.
Shh.
I know.
Jonas Blue. Artist.
Okay, and song title?
Is it Jonas Blue?
I don't have to tell you that. I just have to take your answer and then tell you.
Sir, please, my hand is up.
Come on.
I don't know.
Please.
Okay, we need an answer. Three,
okay,
two, one.
My song.
Please, sir.
Yeah.
The year I started in Beach, 2016, this song was out. It is JP Cooper, September Song.
September Song.
You're getting confused because he did Perfect Strangers with Jonas Blue.
Similar vibe.
Lovely song. Great
it's okay.
Song.
It's okay.
Okay, we keep going.
There's two more options to level.
No,
I'm not raging.
We're on to 2007, a massive number two hit in Ireland.
Number two?
Yeah, have a listen.
Oh, ping pong song, that. Enrique Iglesias. Yes.
That's too easy. That, no.
No, sorry, don't you did, pipe you, down there. Pipe
you didn't give
down.
Me the full title. It's the brackets is ping pong song. Do you know what's in front of the brackets?
Oh, no, that's not fair.
That was a mistake for me.
No, I got it right. I'm going to take that now.
I think I will take the ping pong song because that's what it was known as. But it was Do You Know the Ping Pong
Do
Song?
Do you know?
Well, then it's not. Because if you were reading that out as a radio DJ slash presenter,
I'd call the ping
slash
pong
host
song.
Of a show,
hey, show,
Enrique
show,
Iglesias.
Show. It's only a game. Pipe yeah. down.
Don't
pipe
be
down.
So competitive.
Don't be so competitive. Pipe down over there. Oh, I'm from Wexford. Pipe down.
Hang okay. on a second.
This is the clinching
no,
now.
I would contest that because when you put it in, the ping pong is definitely secondary to the name of the song. No, the title
it was
of the
called
song,
the ping pong song by most people on the radio.
But no, it says Do You Know yeah. slash ping pong.
So, song number 5. This is an easy one, I think.
Ah, for God's sake. This is I don't know now. This is ridiculous.
It's just a tomato sauce song. Ketchup song. Like, I don't know, Vanessa Amorasi or someone, but I still win anyway. I don't care. Oh, Last Ketchup.
Yeah, well done. Last Ketchup.
Now, I am just going to take a sip of my coffee here. One sec, show.
I would like to say...
Tastes like victory to me, I say.
But I would say, just like as a final statement, I don't think it was a fair battle this morning. I certainly think you had an easy ride. But if you want to take that victory...
Sorry, we both could have picked topics and you picked another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I got the
And I would have got 10 and 10 in the other one, yeah, as proven earlier on.
You just enjoy the game, lads. Don't be so...
I'm enjoying
so
it.
Bitter. Some weeks you win, some weeks you lose. That's life.
Exactly, yeah. That's life.
Yeah,
show.
It is.
Get
it
over
is.
It, show. Get yeah. over it.
Well done. It was a great performance by Boaty.
I'd like to say...
It was tight.
Congratulations, Gillian. That was a standard kind of round for you. It didn't. There was no jeopardy there, but fair play to you. Congratulations.
Paddy was on. He says Gillian is the definition of a sore loser.
I won. I don't know what you're talking about, Paddy.
Anita says a show got shafted this morning. Show responded, "I really did, hon." Gillian responded, "No, she didn't." It's quite a busy active WhatsApp thread. And then she says, "Yes, she did, because your sulking Niall went easy on you." I didn't go. The songs were picked yesterday, and then you both had a chance to pick. And I think there was difficult ones in both of there. September song, Alejandro, Jackie and Wilson. And then the contention over the ping pong song. Even if I only gave him the 1 point for Enrique, he still kicked your ass.
He still would have won. And can I make the point as well?
Oh, you're turning on me as well. All right.
can I just make the point? If it was the other way around, I would have got 10 out of 10. So I would have absolutely destroyed you the other way. So, like, you can't win this morning's show. We may just wait till next week.
Can I just say, can we just move on with our lives? This is boring now. I'm no, over it. Okay, congratulations. Move on.
Move on.
Woke up this morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
They could have turned my hair purple.
Yeah, so obviously Killian is nearly blonde and he had to get the right...
Do you ever feel you've taken on another child? Like, you know.
Every day, Niall. Yeah. Every day. So he rang me from Tesco, and when he left, he said, "I'll ring you back in a few minutes." And he'd gotten home at this stage and he was doing his washing. And we'll come back to that later, because I do think there's a conversation in those people that, I suppose... I don't want to say use you, but certainly benefit from your chat while they're doing something else.
You are their entertainment.
Yeah, like my bestie, Cathy Wex, she loves chatting in the car. Come back to that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, Killian and I were talking and I had my Bluetooth on, one of the few features that the countryman has is the Bluetooth, right?
One of the few features, you know how to work.
No, it's one of the few features it has.
Okay.
Anyway, I was chatting to Killian on the old Bluetooth, driving to get Eve yesterday evening from gymnastics, and my mum and dad had kindly said they would wait with her because I was going to be 5 or 10 minutes late, so they were picking her up. So I pulled up to the place and I would say, how many, like, let's go back to
50 or 100 yards probably away from the car.
Can I deal in metres?
Okay, yeah.
2 metres, remember the 2 metre rule?
Yeah.
I'd say we were 2 metres from car to car, right?
Okay.
So I was talking to Killian and I said, "Killian, I'm just going to get out of the car for a second and get Eve and say hello to my mum, dad, you stay there." So I get out of the car, I say, "Eve, Killian is on the phone there, get in." And I could hear her getting into the car saying, "Hey, Kill." And then she gets into the back of the car. I walk over to where mum and dad are. Dad rolls down the window. And the next minute my dad goes, "Hmm?" And Killian is talking in my mum and dad's car, right?
No.
And my mum is looking around as if to say, "Killian,
like,
why are you here?"
Yeah.
So it took us a second to realise that he had switched from the Bluetooth in my car
jumped.
Into dad's Toyota. And the three of us were like, Well, four of us, sorry. There was four of us in the conversation. I said, I've never connected Bluetooth to my dad's car. So how is Killian coming out with the...
He's omnipresent.
We were mind blown, right? And so Killian was there. Hey, Phil. Hey, Anne. I was just talking to show about my purple shampoo. So it was back to the purple shampoo chat. Mind blown, like, by the fact that the Bluetooth had switched cars and I hadn't connected or asked it to. You were gone from the Countryman. You were into Phil's.
And when you went in and got back into the Countryman with Eve to go home, was he back?
We terminated Killian. We said goodbye on the Toyota. We said, Killian, we'll chat
to you
later.
How did you hang? I hung up.
Before he hung up, I just want to say my dad is so cute, right? Morning, Phil. He has never used Bluetooth in his life because he has a Nokia 3310 and you
so
can't
to him
get
it was like God himself talking to him.
Yeah, literally.
So Phil spoke to Killian on the fan on the front of the car. Every time you said something to him, he'd
lean in
forward to the little, you know, where the heat or the fan. So I've no idea how it happened.
Can anyone explain this? Yeah. Any mechanics, anyone who works in IT, phones, like, how did it jump the Bluetooth from one car to another when there had never been any connection, like, ever in that car?
It was just bizarre.
The only thing I can think of is in my car I don't have Bluetooth, so I get one of those Bluetooth transmissions. So it's the thing you plug into the cigarette lighter thing,
okay,
and you connect it up to the FM, so say 87.5. I have that on my radio and it's on the thing and I connect my Bluetooth to the thing, but they didn't have any of those because then that would pick up the frequency, because I was on the key ones. I was connected to someone else's car's music. I was stuck in traffic and I just jumped to someone listening to a podcast.
Stop.
And I was like, what? Yeah,
well, this was so weird. Like, poor Phil Nan did not know what to make of the fact that you were suddenly inside their car. Like, that was a lot to take on a Tuesday evening in Wexford.
Quite
town.
Bizarre. If anyone has an explainer or if anything similar has happened, Jax Jones, where did you go from Beat? Right, Michael is one of many who have similar questions this morning.
Morning, lads. So funny about the Bluetooth. The only thing I can think of is, was Sho's phone in her pocket, and has Sho ever connected her Bluetooth to Phil's car? Because then it would make sense that it would have still had the Sho call going, but Sho would have connected to Phil's Bluetooth. That's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sterling. I really appreciate the depths that you've gone to think about this. So to clarify, the phone was not in my hand. It was still in the car, and I've never connected to Phil's car. So, I mean, it remains a mystery.
Larry was on as well. He says, it sounds like Phil is pulling the wool over your eyes, Sho. I bet he's actually a tech whiz kid and has connected Bluetooth before.
I mean, Larry, it's a nice thought,
you
but I can 100% clarify, Phil is not a tech whiz kid. I'll tell you some other time about the time he posted publicly to Facebook and it was meant to be a private message.
Move on.
On Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with Emmys.
It's Grammys this weekend.
Yeah.
Sunday oh my God, I cannot wait for that.
Really?
I love award season for music.
Yeah.
I've really gone into it lately, like listening to albums, and I'm like, well, this now should be
there's
definitely.
Such a battle this year between the girls, between Charlie XCX, Sabrina, Chapel and Taylor, and then obviously you have Kendrick as well. They're tipped to be the five big winners on
if
the night.
If Brat doesn't win, we riot.
Go. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Sho.
All right. Look, I suppose this is kind of like a follow on from the dilemma in terms of dining habits and weird stuff. And I'd like to just put something out there this morning.
You're not going to talk about
I'm going to talk about what
Niall,
we talked about in the office.
This closed in the office.
I need to know if I'm really weird. I mean, I know I'm weird, but am I really weird or am I on my own on this one?
Yeah.
So we were talking yesterday in the office and we were talking about the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. And what my mother would call delf, right? As in the crockery, your plates, your saucers, your all that kind of bowls.
Crockery is... is that your knife? No. Is that your knife?
Cutlery.
Cutlery, yeah. But we were talking about it because I was saying Mam would have fancy, like, china plates or whatever for when things. And your statement was, what was your quote?
No, but first of all, can we be go back a step, right?
Okay.
Before you say what you're about to say, right?
Yeah.
Which, God, you're brave. The fact that you, like, and look, this is fine, like, you live on your own, but you just have one set of.
Loner.
No, but I, like, in my house, I do have, like, some
fancy
nicer
stuff.
Plates.
No.
Or, you just have one set,
one main
and
set.
That's for everything.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like if I came over, you'd bring out the good cups or the good glasses.
God, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, let's start with that, because that's baseline. Okay, so let's start with that, and then you just. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right,
I'm
okay.
ready.
On your head, be it.
So I revealed to the lads that I basically would use the same crockery and actually cutlery to a certain extent too for my cat Jessica Fletcher as I do for me, right? So when she has some milk, it would be on a little side plate that I would also use. When I put, she has her own bowl for food, okay, for her cat food. Good. But when I put the food in, I'll use the regular spoon that I would also use, you know, for my yogurt. Not at the same time, I should point out.
You so, do wash it.
I do, yeah, it goes in the dishwasher afterwards, like, you know. And people seem to think this is weird. Like,
it is weird.
Like, there's a couple of things. Firstly, her food, the cat food, is totally edible for humans. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but her mouth is touching it.
Not, the spoon has been used beforehand. The only thing would be the plate for the milk, right? She would lick that off. But then it goes into the dishwasher. And I remember I used to have a housemate and she used to say, oh, the cat milk is on the top shelf of the fridge, so I'm not putting anything else on that shelf. I'm putting my food. Like, the cat milk is contained. And I'm like, little does she know she's eating off the same plate that the cat is licking the milk
you
off.
You were doing it while you were sharing the house.
Niall
oh my
power.
God. Like, in theory, right? Like, obviously, you say you put it in the dishwasher and it's all been, like, washed at whatever. What degree does the dishwasher do? Like, 60 degrees or whatever. But, so in theory, like, you're cleaning everything at the, like, same time.
And it's coming out. Yeah.
It's just in my little head, like, I don't want to eat off something.
See, but that's all in your head. That's all in your head. There's nothing. There's nothing physically wrong with these items. They've been washed and cleaned.
There's people
and,
here agreeing with you. That's disgusting.
If it's good enough for me, it's good enough for Jessica Fletcher. That's my rule.
I'm sure there are plenty of people listening that are going to say they do the same thing, because, like I said before, like when I had my lovely Lo, she used to sleep in the bed with us, and I remember people being like, "Oh, that's vile." But I did when we still had her bowl, her two bowls, her food bowl. I would wash them separately in the sink.
You wouldn't even put them in the dishwasher.
Oh my God, no! The thought of her stuff, like her eating off her like dog bowl and her and then me eating no.
Now just I'm going to take some reaction on this just to see am I really out there, but I do see one message in here and I think it's really actually affected Killian in a major way because it's your housemate.
Yeah, Megan from B-Tribe has said, "I'm Niall, I'm with you, cats are clean." Now we have had Megan's dog in the house and we have had a friend's dog in the house. And now looking back at it, I think I gave like a bowl that we don't use, but like sometimes I'm not there. So, and we don't even have a dishwasher. So it's just tap water. Megan, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you if I find out you've done that. That is disgusting at the highest level.
Can I just read this out?
Go on.
I've had to pull in to text you. Niall, nothing wrong with
it. Ah, jeez.
Once our dinners are done, dog licks the plate. Straight into the dishwasher. Also, absolutely love the name Jessica Fletcher. I mean, I think this... You know what? There's very few things that really divide people down the middle. I suspect this is very much going to be 50-50. And I understand that the items are clean because you've put them in the dishwasher. It's my head that can't compute that you're eating off a plate that Jessica the cat has eaten off. Or you're using a spoon to put your petty fluid...
That's been in whatever. What's in cat food? Like, give me an ingredient that is in like the tinned cat foods.
Well, no, she
like
eats...
Jello.
No, she eats... it's a pate, actually.
Even worse.
So you just spit your tears.
I mean, that is my
cat patty.
Yeah, cat patty. She's got fancy tastes. Okay, right.
There's so many anonymous
so many
textures.
Messages coming in here. Let's pop it.
In the morning, in the morning, it's a new dawn. The morning is a new dawn.
Wake up with your mates.
Big breakfast.
22 minutes after 9, if you're just joining us, Niall Parrott made the revelation this morning. He's not on his own, according to the South East, that he uses the same cutlery and crockery as his cat, Jessica Fletcher. Now, bear in mind, he does put it in the dishwasher, but he sees no problem with using spoons, plates, bowls that Jessica uses, and then they're washed afterwards, obviously.
Not an issue. Right, we'll start with some texts very quickly. Brendan, where are we? Trisha. Come on, Niall, would you use her cat litter tray too
if I was stuck?
My dogs and cat all have their own bowls. The only thing that will be used for mixing the dog's food is the spoon. It's not that the cat food is touching the plate or bowl, it's the germs they could be putting on the bowls would kill me. She has her own bowl for her food. It's just, it's the same as you, it's the cutlery, and I'll use the plate for or a human bowl for her milk.
Why?
She likes it. Oh, also she doesn't like drinking water out of a bowl, so she drinks out of a pint glass.
The cat puts her head into the pint glass.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, fascinating.
She's so hairy. Like, how does her head?
Her head doesn't. It has filled to the top, and she just licks from the top of the pint glass. It's getting weirder, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Maria was on. I see nothing wrong with using the same crockery or cutlery when it's used in the dishwasher. Maybe I'm odd too.
Okay, no, no, absolutely no. This is why I don't use other people's Delf, because I don't know what inappropriate things they've done with it before I called.
Oh, God.
You're gross. And people who let dogs lick their plates are my enemies in life.
Michael said, firstly, Jessica Fletcher, best name ever. Niall, nothing wrong with it. Pets are family. But on an even funnier food related story, I was at a friend's house. We won't say the name, but he'll know when he hears this. His mum asked, did I want stew? I said, of course. Who'd refuse a nice Irish mammy stew? But halfway through serving, I noticed a bite mark in one of the spuds. Lads, to say I was heaving is an understatement. I questioned it and was told, ah, sure, whoever doesn't finish the stew's leftovers, the plate goes back out again the next day. I've never even had a cup of tea in the house since.
Oh, wow.
That's like, other level, right? Who have we got here? This is...
It's Alice.
Alice. What do we got, Alice?
Morning, guys. So I'm with Sho here. I could not deal with the thoughts of my plates and spoons being used for the cat or the dog. However, my sister is back with Rex the dog, who sits at the dinner table with his own bowl. But I'm pretty sure she uses her own spoons and whatnot to dish out his food, and his bowls go in the dishwasher along with theirs. Here's some pictures of Rex just to show you how much he is babied.
He is gorgeous.
Him sitting at the table is the sweetest thing ever. It's like disgusting. He's got a chair at the table.
Now, we have to speak to somebody formerly of this parish of Beat Breakfast and a very good friend of show. Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Hello, you three.
Hello. Dean Egan, formerly of Beat Breakfast, a currently Virgin Media reporter. How are you?
I am very good. How are ye? Lovely to hear your voices.
We miss you, hon. We miss you.
Now, you had to weigh in on this topic this morning because we know you have the most beautiful pet yourself, the darling Stella.
Yeah, absolutely. And you might remember Niall and Killian. You both might have heard that Shona was up before Christmas and she tried her very first New World Chinese. Did you hear that story?
Yeah, I did hear that, Dean, and I wasn't invited. But anyway, we'll keep that under wraps and I was only down the road. But anyway.
I was like salivating for months thinking about this New World. Like,
I
heard so many people talk about Bagnallstown. If you're going to Bagnallstown, you got to get a spice bag from New World. So obviously that was like I was looking forward to seeing you as well. And because, you know,
always. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, what you might know, Shona, is you ate your spice bag with cutlery that Stella's food would have been the show with.
So you've shared cutlery with the Jack Russell
Dean.
Show.
Dean.
So you know how important my Stella is in my life. So of course she gets the same cutlery as I do and you do and any guest who comes to the mobile.
Dean, I love you. Like, we have a great friendship. But, you know, it survived a lot, but this is a test, I would say. Can I just point out that I love staying with Dean? Dean doesn't have a dishwasher, so that, like, how's that cutlery washed?
How much scrubbing did you do, Dean?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not a fan of the washing up, but I run the water, maybe use a bit of washing up liquid from time to time, you know?
No.
Dean, what are you doing to me? That's vile.
I'm joking. I can assure you the cutlery was well washed.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm with Niall here. I'm with Jessica Fletcher. They're animals. They're part of the family. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why should they have separate cutlery?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I would say if your cutlery was washed properly, it's because you didn't wash it. It's because your mum, Jean, washed it. That's the point.
Now, Shona, that is a terrible thing.
You're a star, Dean.
Have a good day,
mind
David.
Yourself.
Bye.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
Charge rave, cool.
You'd swear I'd been to a rave.
I know, I was going to say, like, raves aren't exactly your thing.
I've never gone to a rave.
Have you never even had them all together now, like gone to the late night raves there? You know,
no,
you're at home in bed with a hot water bottle, aren't you?
No,
by the time Arcadia starts at 1 o'clock.
No, I saw Arcadia last year.
That's
I was at a rave.
A rave.
I didn't even know I was raving.
I was in a rave in the woods. The best kind of rave.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
No, the queues for an electric picnic was ridiculous. I didn't even bother last year.
Yeah,
I was like, just to go to a woods to go.
I love a bit of wood at night, though.
I say you do.
She sure does.
Give me the goss
on Beat with Supermax.
Our 11:25 on Saturday.
Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway.
Uncensored for more.
Your drive-through. Supermax.ie.
I meant like I love the nature.
Yeah, you think you're mortified waiting you hear this? All right. So I was scrolling on TikTok this morning, and this
sit down.
This was a news story that hit me. straight in the gob.
A woman from Wales is facing jail after bombarding her boyfriend's ex with videos of herself farting. Rhiannon Evans, 25, has appeared in court today to plead guilty to harassment in Britain's first ever cyber farting case.
You know, cyber farting.
This is not real.
This is real. I'm looking at it here on the Daily Mail. Apparently, she's 25, she consistently sent her ex-boyfriend videos of herself farting, and he took it to court.
It was her boyfriend's ex that she was targeting with the farting, not the ex-boyfriend.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. Her boyfriend's ex-partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so she sent the girl, ex.
So that's
the
like
girl.
You sending Tom's ex.
Farting videos.
Yeah.
Prosecutor Diane Williams told the magistrates that in the first video, she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas.
Sorry now, because you didn't tell me what this was about. I had an idea that it was touching on farts, right? And I don't know, you know that like before we were told not to talk about farting on the show.
No,
this is a legal case,
we were told, and I hate using the phrase, not talk fecal matter. There's a difference between that and farting. Farting is a natural body
function.
So she sent three videos of her letting rip on December 22nd, Christmas, followed by another four of the same nature over the next few days.
Can I say something, right? Whatever about trying to seek revenge on somebody, right? And that is like a whole other level of revenge. And I'm glad that justice has been done.
Justice has been served.
But I don't know anybody who sends farting videos. I don't know anybody.
Hang on a second.
I don't know anybody that would in like all right, whatever you want to say. Like what planet would you be on to video yourself farting and put the camera up on your, like, that's weird, Killian.
Waterford City, that's where you have to be, because that's how I do it. I do it to my friends the whole time. Voice notes as well.
Voice notes, oh my
voice
god.
Voice notes, well, if I'm sitting on the couch and I know there is a ripper coming, I'll just take out the phone and I'll put it down to my arse and go, and just send it to Oren or whoever. Some of my friends have sent pictures of their
this conversation has, this what I will say about this is, right, there's no place for this in the world. There isn't. And I'm glad that it's been brought to court, because it highlights obviously something that's more prevalent than I realise.
She has to pay £100 in compensation and £199 in costs, and she must not contact the victim again.
Yeah. Don't you ever dare to attempt to voice note me or like send any kind of video of that nature. I will report you.
Cyber farting, you'll report.
HR, I will.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
There's question of a Monday morning.
Okay, ready? Play along.
I want you to name as many things that can get passed around.
That can get, well, passed around.
Passed around, yeah. And don't you dare say my mother.
Passed around.
Your ma.
Your sister. 30 seconds. Write them down as quickly as you can.
That's hard.
Yeah, that is hard.
Like that's what she said. More seconds left until pen's down. 3, 2, 1.
That's really
down.
Hard. That was like, I got 6.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was, you're like that girl in school. It's like, I didn't study for this test. I'm going to do so bad. Oh, like 110%.
It's gonna be a disaster.
No, I wasn't that person. But I was, when I was talking about the thing at the school the other day, I was a bit of a teacher's pet, like, so I would have my hand up first even if I didn't know the answer.
So things that can be passed around, I only got 4, so off you go.
Okay. I had a pen.
Yeah.
Why would you pass around a pen, can I ask?
Because people are always looking for pens, Niall. The pens are never safe in any office, in any workplace. Yeah, pens.
Pass around to me suggests multiple people will be handling it.
But you would.
Not
like
just
if,
one person.
I didn't
if you
take
were in a
it
meeting,
like that.
Like, and someone only had one pen, you'd be chose that.
No, I didn't take it like what you're talking about. I just took it like pass from person to person.
Oh, sure, you can pass anything from person to person.
No, but it has to apply. A pen applies.
It's not.
Killian.
Yeah, no, I get that one. Because I never pen, so like there's always been
passing. That's passing one person to one person. No, anyway, go on.
All of mine are one person to one person. You can pipe down. Number 2, a tissue. Now, it could be a tissue or it could be blue roll, right? Because the other day, Michelle had an incident with some water and we passed over some blue roll turn.
Yeah,
okay?
Passed around. Yeah, no,
passed
that's...
Passed around is multiple people.
Like a tissue, you wouldn't be passing. I wouldn't blow my nose, give it to you. You wouldn't blow your nose and then
no,
give it back
to
me.
No, no, not like that. I passed it to Michelle, right? Passed the
you
tissue.
You handed it to
Hang
her.
Hang on. Passed the tissue to Michelle. Then Michelle used it to wipe off. And then Gabrielle came along and put it, like, took away the tissue. So, like, three people involved in that instance.
You're saying the CEO came and picked up a dirty tissue of one of the staff.
She just kind of moved it to the side. Anyway, I keep going here. You would pass around a goodbye card if somebody was leaving.
That is a good answer. You well done, pass, finally.
No, no. You're not in charge here. Killer question. You pipe down. A goodbye card. A birthday card.
Just a card.
No. Oh, sure. Very different. All sentiment right. altogether. Goodbye. Goodbye, my lover. Leaving. Happy
it's
birthday.
Just a card.
You would also pass around, pass the parcel
yes.
at a party.
Yes.
And finally, and I don't know if you're going to accept this answer or not, but I feel if there's any parents listening this morning, they will absolutely understand. In any school, possibly even workplace, you sometimes, you might not mean to, but you may pass on knits.
Pass around.
You see, they just, you don't, you've no control over the situation, but you're passing.
So you may as well put syphilis on your list then as well.
I didn't put syphilis down.
Yeah, some of my examples, I have a cold. You'd pass around a cold. Yeah. So, do you know?
I
think you took liberties with that game.
I did not take any liberties. Killian, do you want to hear Niles and then you can decide who the winner is?
Yeah. Well, I had parcel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had biscuits. A tin of biscuits is passed around.
Yeah,
everyone takes
the
one and then pass it on to the next person. Similarly, sweets. If you had a bag of sweets, you had your Scots clan, pass around. Mm. And then my last one, I don't think I can mention it, right? Okay, because I'd get in trouble, but I'll just show you, Killian.
I don't think if you can't read it out on the radio, then
California.
Yeah,
leave it at that.
Yeah, if you were Snoop Dogg, like you'd be passing
a little bit of California,
you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. No, I don't think that's accepted because, like,
that would be.
But if he's not okay, well, I still got six.
You still got six. What you could have had? That was actually top of my list. Well, your one, Niall, but you could have had, like, I'm surprised no one had the collection box of mass. You'd be passing it around.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Big obvious
it's
one.
It's been a while.
And a rumor.
A rumour.
And I thought you'd get this one. A baby. Like babies when they're newborn.
No, let me hold it. Let me smell its
around.
Head.
Yeah. Or a football.
Do you know what, Killian? I know it's your game. I get it. It's your game. It has your name on it now. Killer's question. But unfortunately, in 30 seconds, you can only do what you can do. So I don't want you to be surprised by what I didn't get. I came back with knits. I came back with cards. Did my best. It's Monday, all right?
Tissues, everybody. Tissues.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Spin the wheel there and we have your four categories.
Okay, so who's going first? You decide, Killian.
Niall to go first, sir.
I'm going to go first this morning. Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's get the wheel out. Let's give it a lash and
spin
let's see
wheel
how
first.
We get
go on
now. Let's do it.
So, because I turn blonde, there's blonde male, blonde female. Aww. You've got 90s rap and 2023.
It
is blonde female artists.
Blonde
for you.
Female artists for me.
15100. Yes,
you're in your blonde era. Yeah, and like let's just like a line or two from you. How have you been for the last 24 hours since you went blonde?
See, I had a bit of a panic yesterday because I went to the shower and I was like, do I use the same shampoo? See, because Niall, me and you were normal. We wash ourselves every day on our hair. You know, we're like lads. We put if we're showering, we put shampoo in our hair.
Yeah, but she was like, products.
You can't be doing that every day. So now I have to buy purple shampoo apparently.
Right.
But your mother said not to do it every day, or to do it every day, and then you said not to. I don't know.
Anne. Mother.
Yeah, Anne confused me last night, to be
no,
honest.
You don't put purple in with every wash. Every couple of washes is purple. All right, we'll get there.
Okay, track number one. You know how this works, Niall.
Okay. I'm
going to play you five pieces of audio from blonde female artists. You need to rank them 1 to 5 without knowing what's coming next.
All right, song number one.
Of course, Britney, bitch.
Big fan of Britney. Not one of my favourite Britney songs. But it's grand. It's fine. So it's going in at number 4 this morning. Britney and Circus.
Is there somebody else on this? Well, I am, no?
No. That was Scream and Shout.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Scream
okay.
and Shout yep. and Let
four.
It All
okay,
Out.
Number 4.
That's a cracking tune. That's one of my favourite Britney songs. Mm. But see, that was my era. See, when I was growing up, that was the album that was out.
Okay, song number 2.
Lady Gaga, Paparazzi. Although she's not blonde now, but back in the day she was blonde. Yeah. Kind of red hair, I think.
Yeah, dark hair, I think.
Yeah.
In the new album. Like it. Yeah, not a favourite, Gaga.
Yeah.
I think we'll give it a number 3. Gaga, Paparazzi.
Okay.
Okay, we're on to our third song now, and there's less space available. 1, 2, and 5.
Miley Cyrus.
I like
that. Nothing break flag off.
Kind of the start of the country era.
Well, like her dad is Billy Ray, like, I mean. And she started out doing country.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus. And I think Mark Ronson was on that too, wasn't he? Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. Number 2.
Ooh, nice. Interesting.
So all about Jeopardy. 1 and 5 left with the last 2 songs. Where are we going on song number 4?
Avril Lavigne, of course, the punk rock queen.
Poor Avril. She had a very hard time. She got Lyme's disease.
Yeah,
she was very sick for a very long time. Yeah. She came back, though.
And then all the rumours that she was actually dead.
Oh, yeah, there was a conspiracy about Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
that
she's a different person.
Yeah, didn't she want Joanne McNally do a podcast on it? And everyone's like, where is Avril Lavigne or something like that.
Right, can I just tell you, that song does my nut in. It did at the time.
Stop.
It still does. I remember back to here at Oxygen. I brought Vinny at the time. He loved her. He was so happy, but I just never liked that song.
You prefer Complicated.
For Complicated. I'm With You, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Girlfriends is going in at number 5, right?
I think, I don't know if it's just me, but I think Avril Lavigne is a brilliant songwriter if she writes her own songs. I think she is.
Name one of the songs she wrote.
Is Complicated not one of hers?
I don't know. You're the one who brought up this fact. Like, you made back it up.
Move past Complicated. What are her other brilliant songs?
Well, I'm With You, like you said. And I'd listened to her album recently, randomly, because she popped up on...
Anything else?
No, I'll come back to you.
Skater Boy.
Oh, jeez, great. Yeah. She's brilliant, Avril Lavigne. She's an artist of her time, of her generation, some would say.
Okay, I have one song left, and it's going to have to be number 1. What will it be? Let's find out.
Dolly!
Absolutely happy outfit.
The OG blonde.
The OG of blonde bombshells. You will never hear Dolly Parton on beat again, so let's savour this moment. Let's enjoy every single second. I know all the words to this.
The hard numbers.
I'm delighted with that now. That was great. Although, if I was to give out about one thing, where was Kylie?
Nah, she's more of a straight. She's more of a ginger, isn't she?
She's not, I can tell you.
She's not.
She is a ginger.
Kylie is blonde. Like, was blonde, is blonde, always been blonde.
She wasn't good enough to make the list, Niall.
Oh, that's harsh.
But we
had
average stuff in there. But anyway, Dolly made number 1.
It's a joyful day when Dolly Parton has been played on Beat Breakfast. Can you just give me that again? Go on, just do it again. Go on, a bit of that 9 to 5. Go on, Niall.
Will I?
Yeah, dude. It's a cracking tune.
Good morning to you, Southeast.
So run us back your list there.
Number 5, Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend. Number 4, Britney Spears, Circus. Number 3, Lady Gaga, Paparazzi. Number 2, Miley Cyrus, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. And number 1, Dolly Parton.
Interesting fact, Dolly Parton is Miley Cyrus's godmother. Yeah. She's her fairy godmother. There
well
you go.
Done.
You take that with you, that into nugget. The day.
Show, we'll have a go with the wheel after Cyril at Beat 7. You ready to go again?
I'm ready.
Have you got pen and paper?
Yep.
Okay, you've got female blonde artists, male blonde artists, 90s rap, and 2023.
What am I getting?
It is blonde male artists.
Blonde male artists.
All about the boys.
All about the blonde today.
Right.
So you know how this works. You're going to get 5 pieces of audio. You need to rank them 1 to 5 without knowing what's coming next. Hit number 1 now. Despacito. Justin Bieber.
2017, 2018, I remember myself.
I think so.
I think it was a bit later, but anyway, one.
Remember did a video out the front for the for work, like we did Despacito, I know.
You were young and hungry back then.
I'd say yes to anything. Yeah. I love that song because it just reminds me of like sun, sand, sea. Oh, where am I going to put it though? And what else have you got in your sleeve? I got in trouble last week. Someone commented that I always pick number 3 first. So I'll go F4. Despacito.
Oh, okay.
Only four. I love this song. I love that song.
I just believe better days are coming. Better songs are coming.
All right,
number 2.
Justin Timberlake, of course. I would cast him blonde.
Highlights, like you.
Yeah, like me. Mirrors. Great tune.
I love this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
He did a brilliant performance of it at the Brit Awards 1 year.
He went down in my estimation, though, after I read the Britney book. What'll I do here? I'm going to go 3. Okay.
Sorry, Justin Timberlake, Mirrors. Okay, on to song number 3. Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you want the Slim Shady, so just
Slim Shady. Stand up.
stand up. Always wins cheese or no cheese. No, honestly, if Niall's ever off and you want to surefire, you'll win with that no cheese. Although some would claim it's cheese. It's hard to be Eminem, but I wouldn't be Eminem's biggest fan.
Okay.
So I will give that two because I still
you've
believe
used all your mid options.
Yeah,
now.
That's what, like that's what, see, it was one of your favorite songs of all time. But you gave it four, but you're not a big fan of Eminem. But number two, number
there's
two.
Not many options. He's used three and four.
I still believe Justin. No, sorry, I still believe Eminem of his generation is one of the greatest songwriters of his time.
Here you go, with this songwriting malarkey again.
Right, so I'm going Eminem and Slim Shady too, and I'd say we've quite brought the Jeopardy here this morning. One in five left.
One in five.
What
okay.
will happen next?
Here's song
next.
Four. My shadow's
all Green Day. Billy Joe Armstrong. Blonde at the moment. Come on now, show. Boulevard of Broken Dreams is a great, great songwriter, Billy Joe Armstrong.
This is the easiest five I've ever given in my entire life. If I could give it further than that, I would. There's nothing wrong with Green Day. I just find it a bit. I love Time of Your Life. Time of Our Life. Time of
that is the biggest song.
It's quite depressing, but it's a brilliant song.
Yeah, but it's just such a beautiful song. Whereas that doesn't, it doesn't hit me anywhere.
What about Holiday?
Yeah, or American Idiot.
When you say Holiday, I think KSI.
Okay, you've got one song left. You've okay. got your number one Jeopardy. Spot left. Ultimate Jeopardy. This is show's favourite blonde male artist song.
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can guess who it is. Blonde. But oh,
I hope it's Jason Donovan.
Jason, no, it won't be Jason.
It won't be Jason Donovan.
Jason Donovan.
Who's Jason Donovan?
You got Dolly. I should surely get some kind of like classic male.
Oh,
like,
they're classic,
okay.
all right.
Okay, go on.
They're classic. Let's do this. All the small Jedward.
That's not Jedward's version,
that's
is
Jedward,
it?
Jedward, yeah. Jedward, one of their first singles, like, was All the Small Things cover from Blink 182.
Right. Well, it's, recap it's, there first.
Yeah.
Please.
Well. Yeah. 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 And I'd look. I'll throw in my nugget at the end. Five Green Day, Boulevard Broken Dreams. Four Despacito, Justin Bieber. Three Mirrors by Timberlake. Timberlake. two Eminem, Slim Shady, and number one, not Blink 182, Jedward with All of the Small Things. And yeah, I mean, I think I've peaked. I've peaked, and I don't know where I can go from here. To be honest with you, I really don't. It was not on my bingo card for 2025. Jedward in at number one.
You got these on the list. Kings of Leon.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
Like it is. Kygo and Zara Larsson, and that's Like It Is from Beat 102 and 103. The moment is almost upon us. So I'm so excited. This, oh my God.
It's the funniest thing. I've never done something like this in a workplace. Like there was four of us in the shower room.
Okay. And we were HR.
I FaceTimed my mom, and then she FaceTimed me back when I was in the shower, so I haven't answered her yet.
Okay. So Killian's mom doesn't know that he has made the decision live on Beat Breakfast this morning to highlight his hair, and we enrolled the help of our fabulous hairdresser Kelly from Kilkenny, who drove down this morning. Firstly, darling, thank you so much for making the trip for us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Very importantly, would you hire Sho as your assistant in the salon? Ooh, long pause.
Long pause.
Oh, well, because she won't get under my feet.
Mm. I'm very calm as well, Kelly. Yeah. Like, I'll just do what you say. Like.
You're just easy distracted, though.
Yeah. That it's is a so common true. Problem.
But I don't know if you realise I was trying to do a show as well as, like,
speaking. Yeah, priorities was Killian.
Sorry, okay, yeah, I let the side down there, yeah.
So Killian is in front of us with a towel over his head, ready for the big reveal for all of us this morning of the brand new Killian 2025 version. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. It's Killian's version. Yeah.
Okay, this is
Kelly's version.
Kelly's version. This is your moment. So we haven't
glass
seen.
Glass are
this.
All fogged up again.
So we'll do a little countdown. So in three, two, one, go! Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah,
that is gorgeous.
It's really nice. It's obviously quite long, which you knew yourself. I think when you get a little trim on that now later, that is going to be.
Oh my God, you're so handsome. I'm not just saying it. Wait, I know you.
Are you going to leave Tom for me?
No.
Ah, oh, sad.
Honestly, Kelly, I think we did an outstanding job. Mostly Kelly, of course. Killian, Blondie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, doesn't he look gorgeous?
Oh, bottom, yeah.
It actually suits you so much. Like, I'm not just saying it. You look so hot.
I don't even know what it looks like.
You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, right?
You look so good.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wowee.
Yeah.
No.
You not, like, that. Not that you weren't hot already, but like, hello, yeah. Cillian Doyle.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I feel like I'm 7 again. I used to have a really wicked blonde hair.
It really suits you, darling. It really suits you. Kelly, that is an outstanding job,
great
I have
job.
To say. Like, watch this space about what's going to happen to Cillian next, because I just feel big things are coming for you, darling. Big things.
You saw it in his cheeks.
I saw it in his cheeks. Yeah.
Kelly, give us a little reminder, where can we find you at work?
Superior Styles in Carrick on Shore.
Very good. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having me.
We might have a think ourselves, bring you back. You know, are you answering you any colours you want?
I can't take my eyes off Cillian. I swear to God, he looks gorgeous.
Fair play. Right, this is Coldplay.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show.
I'm laughing breakfast. At some of the messages. There's people I bump into all the time and now are feeling, is it me? Is it me that he doesn't want to talk to? No, it's not. It's just generally, it's life.
Sandra.
I just don't think that you're equipped in the area of chit-chat. As somebody who speaks for a living, I don't think you know what to do when you're out and about in the real world.
It's funny as well, as I've done 20 something years of phone in radio, and I hate talking on the phone.
Oh my God.
There's an irony, isn't
there? You are the worst person. I'm just going to say it. Yeah. I would have to be like in dire straits.
Arm hanging off.
To call that man. I'd say I've said this before. I've called him like two hands, like less than two hands. Yeah. You talk to Niall, and it's almost like, what are you calling me for?
Right, a few quick messages on this. Sandra was on. I meet Sandra every morning. She walks past the radio station.
Morning, Sandra.
She just says, guys, I only say hello to you, Niall, in the mornings when I'm walking. I wave and give the finger. But if I met show, I'd say we'd be there for an hour because I love the chit-chat.
Oh, darling. When it's a bit warmer, I'll come out and have the chat.
Yeah. If she has her hot water bottle and charged, she might come out some morning. Also, James from Tip says, the best thing for me was when the supermarkets brought in the scanners to use yourself. So you don't even have to talk to the staff. I like your attitude, James.
I was in Ballinabula the other day and I saw a man having an argument with the self-service checkout.
I get it.
He was so mad at it. It was just spouting back whatever he was trying to eat.
Yeah. Suzanne says, chit-chat all the way. My husband calls me a politician because everyone knows me, and if I go into a shop in town, it could take an hour with my talking. He's used to it now. I love it, and I found the pandemic very hard. No chit-chat. Okay, and but great tip from Shane, who says, in the supermarket, Niall, you got to walk around like you're in a hurry, and then no one will try to stop you. It works for me. Good tip. Thanks for
that. Yeah, and surely if you do it every day, you know what you're going in there for, like in, out.
No, I want to look at the deals.
Oh, God. Well, then you're your own worst enemy.
That has happened to me before where you know there's someone. Have you ever spotted someone that you know is going to talk to you? Mm. So I like pretend that I'm looking for something in that aisle, and I'll just stare there for ages. I could be like curry sauces, and I'm like, which one will I get now? Even though I have no intention of buying any curry sauces.
I have swerved into aisles I didn't need to go to just to avoid.
What is wrong with you? There's definitely two different types of people in the world.
And just finally, Brian says, lads, the women who stand and yak in the middle of the aisles in the supermarket, grrr.
That's me, Brian.
That's you.
I am one of them. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, good morning. How are you, darling?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, we're good. What's the story with you now? Where do you stand on this?
I can't be dealing. No.
Okay.
Can't.
So you're like me.
Chit-chat.
Don't like
it. Absolutely.
What is it about it? Like, is it, I don't know, like...
Oh, just leave me alone. Like, I didn't want to leave the house in the first place. So, like, if I have to, like, go out for survival, I don't want to be asked. Just leave me be.
Yeah.
So when you're in the supermarket, like, what's your tactic to avoid chit-chat?
Well, if I'm doing grocery shops, right, so the Tesco that we have that hand scanner thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you go
around
the shop yourself, and then you don't even have to queue, and you don't have to speak to anyone, and you know exactly what you're doing, and you get in, you get out, and it's wonderful and fantastic. Mm. And I just, if I see someone I know, I pretend I don't see them.
Oh, yeah.
And I sometimes wear glasses. I didn't recognise you. I'm so sorry. How you been?
Sure, you're conniving.
Oh, shocking.
Joe, are you like me as well, a master of the swerve? That you'll head down an aisle you didn't need to go to just to avoid people.
I do, and I'm also quite a forgetful person. So if I happen to cop them, I'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm meant to go to, hang on, I'll be back to you. And then I'll go and I kind of won't go back.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm wondering now how many, like, I do have a lot of chats, but I'm wondering how many of you are avoiding me as well. It's opened up
99% show.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, Joe,
I don't have an error. Avoid show.
Is that the case? Do you think people are avoiding me? Joe, I want to do something, right?
Okay.
So you are both non-chatters. You and Niall are not into chit-chat, right? So I want to imagine, have you got like any supermarket music or anything? No, not that there is such a thing.
I think we could just have this kind of in the background.
So Joe, you're in aisle 5, you're in the frozen pizza aisle. Down comes Niall, he's spotted you. He doesn't wear glasses and he's seen
you and Niall's seen you
and it's like this moment you're both in hell together, right? But what we're going to do here, Joe, is you're going to play the role of Joe, Niall's going to play the role of Niall, but I'm going to be
see that one coming. Spoilers.
Congratulations, Joe, you're playing yourself. I am going to give Niall a little feed in his ear,
so
of
this
what
is like
to
that
say
Ant and Dec
you
thing that you're talking to me and helping me out here, right?
So you talk to Niall, right? Just have a normal conversation as if you've entered the frozen pizza aisle and you see Niall, and then Niall is going to be fed the lines by me. So go
Joe,
on.
How are you?
Oh, what's the story? Long time no talk.
Yeah.
No, hang on. Yeah, I've been up to my eyes. I'm busy today.
Yeah, I've been up to my eyes. I'm actually really busy today. Can't stop for long, Joe.
Oh, no problem at all. Same. I totally understand. Have a great day. Best of luck. See you. Bye.
Wait, Joe, before you go, Joe,
how's Paddy and how's Mina?
How's Paddy and how's Mina?
Not a bother, but look, I won't keep you. You're in a rush. I'll talk to you again.
Now,
Joe.
Sorry, Joe, before you go, what are you having for dinner, Joe?
Joe, what's that in the basket? What are you doing for the dinner tonight?
Sure, I couldn't even tell you. I've no idea. I have to have a look around. I'll talk to you again.
She's gone.
Joe is giving you absolutely nothing. Joe, you're a master. I said it at the start. You're conniving, Joe. I'll be coming to you for some tips. Joe, darling, you've got yourself a wee breakfast travel mug.
Have a
and
great day.
I hope I never meet you in the supermarket, darling.
Bye.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
Snickers versus
Snickers.
Time, baby. Let's do this. It's time to go into battle and see if Show can finally take a title.
Sorry.
It could happen this morning.
It might happen.
I got a second place in a handwriting competition in second class in primary school.
What relevance has that to Snickers versus Snickers?
He said it might finally take a title. That's the last time I took a title. All right?
Okay. You know?
Okay. Right. Well, let's see who you're up against this week on Snickers versus Snickers. The brave man to take you on.
Yeah.
It's Adam. How's the form, Adam?
All good, lads. How are yourselves?
Yeah, we're good, hon. Where are you coming from this morning? What are you up to?
I'm in Clamel, just on the way to work there.
Okay, what's work, Adam? What do you do?
I work in a motor factory.
Oh, okay, yeah, perfect.
All right, this is it. Is it okay to ask, do you have a pair of Snickers or?
I do, yeah.
You do.
Are you in them at the moment?
I am actually.
Now, Adam, not to try to be rude now, but you sound very tired. Now you need to up your game because Show is on a mission here and I can't have that for the weekend of her saying she won. So you need to pick up your step now, Adam.
You have to give him a false sense of hope.
Yeah.
He's acting like, I'm so tired, but he's going to whip your ass.
It's a tactic, Adam. I see what you're doing there. Well, I'll bring you down, hun. I will bring you down. All right.
Okay, let me explain. A couple of little tweaks this week, right? Firstly, the guest was going to go first and ask all the questions, right? So you'll set the score then the Show has to beat. But also, just for, you know, we love a bit of Jeopardy on this show. Love a bit of Jeopardy. There's now a timer on how long you have to answer. You only got 10 seconds to answer the question. So no dilly-dallying, waffling, your usual hijinks. Not allowed anymore, Show.
You pipe down now. I know how to play the game.
How are you
I'll
under
play
pressure, Adam? Are you all right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Pressure makes diamonds, so it's okay.
Cucumber.
Adam, pressure is for tires, isn't it?
it is.
I'm sure I know a man phrase.
Right, Adam, I'm ready to take you on. Three questions. As Niall said, you've got a timer on each one, 10 seconds to answer. Are you ready to take me on?
I am.
In Snickers.
I am
versus Snickers.
Okay, come on, get on with it.
Okay. Question number one. Adam, what kind of product is Bare by Vogue? Go.
It's makeup, isn't it? Some sort of a makeup.
No, I need more than that, Adam.
Face cleanser.
Nope, need more than that. 4 seconds to go. Anything else in there?
No.
Nothing.
Adam.
No, you failed at that one, Adam.
I didn't know it either when she asked me if there's any consolation.
Adam.
Bare by Vogue is Fake Tan by Vogue Williams.
Fake Tan.
Yeah.
Tan,
okay. I would have never got it.
That's okay, and that's okay.
Why would you need to know that, Adam? Why would you need to know it?
Not looking good for you, Adam. Not looking good. Okay, question number two. I am deciding between bonds or tapes. What am I getting done?
Bonds or tapes?
Yeah. 8 seconds.
Something with your eyelashes, though. Our eyebrows are.
3 seconds, Adam. Is that your final
answer? Hands up.
Time up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh God, lads.
That is not the right answer, Adam. The correct answer. You were on a little bit of the right track with hair. But it's not the lashes, it's hair extensions on the head.
They, justice for Adam, those are stinker questions.
Stinkers.
They are
not even
terrible.
Any multiple choice for you this morning. She's
Adam,
playing hard.
No. Adam, not looking.
They're actually awful.
Not looking good for you, hon. Mm. Not looking good in Clonmel this morning. Right. Question number three. You told me to be ruthless. This is not coming naturally to me, Adam. I feel like, Adam, I'm not normally mean. So they told me I had to go for it, right? I'm sorry, Adam. All right, you're just a victim here.
A victim of circumstances.
Right. Question number three, Adam. Okay, this is it. You could claw something back here, hon, or not. Are you ready?
I am.
You're still with me. What is a VPL, Adam?
VPL, Adam.
Go.
VPL.
Yeah. 8 seconds.
Jeez, some sort of relief. I have something in my mind, but I can't say it on radio.
No, you can definitely say this.
Time's up.
Time's up. Adam, this is
a shambles.
A shambles. A VPL is a visible panty line. So, you know, you can kind of see your underwear through
okay.
the panty.
Yeah. Okay,
okay
Adam,
that
look,
was bad.
Adam, stop. Adam, I'm on your side here. All is not lost. Look, it's zero, right? But she has to get one right to beat you. Fair enough?
I hope they're horrible.
Well,
I
do you know what?
Horrible.
I did have some right, I did have some multiple choice in there, but given that she didn't give you a single multiple choice, I'm now removing that, so there won't be multiple choice.
Yeah!
Okay? So, let's go with question number one for show this week. Claw, dead blow, and ball peen are all types of what? Claw, dead blow, and ball peen.
Oh, something to do with...
7 seconds.
It's something to do with a car engine, a ball bearing in a... No, that's not a ball bearing. That's something to do with the engine.
They're all hammers. They're all hammers. A claw hammer, a ball peen hammer, dead blow hammer.
Wait.
They sound really vicious, those hammers.
They do, don't they?
You got
okay,
one wrong.
Zero. Question number two. General Booty was known for what sport? He was christened General Booty. What sport?
General Booty. I'd say he had to have been playing baseball or basketball. I'm going to go baseball. General Booty was baseball.
You're going baseball on this. 3 seconds to go.
Yeah,
that's your
I'm
final
confident.
Answer.
Yeah.
Confident.
Yeah, confident.
He was American football. He was a quarterback with the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks. General Axel Booty was his name.
Nice
Fair
name,
play.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're still there, Adam, yeah?
I am, yeah.
Delighted she's getting them all wrong, aren't you?
I'm just hoping you're getting zero as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got one question for her to save it. And here is your final question, Sho. What is a camel clutch? What's a camel clutch?
I only know what a camel toe is. A camel clutch.
Oh, guess.
Like, I would say it's a handbag, but like in terms of...
Hands up.
A
handbag, you say? Yeah. That's wrong again, I'm afraid. It's a well-known wrestling move with the Royal Rumble this weekend. Camel clutch.
Oh, it is too?
Yeah. So that means that you also got zero. So, Adam, you can be proud this morning. You're equally
thick.
That
doesn't make me feel as bad.
Yeah. Adam, what did you say?
You're equally thick.
He just called us both thick, Adam. Adam, look, I didn't mean to be so mean to you. That was just a role that I was playing in the game. Can I just say, like, for having the crack, for playing the game, you've got yourself the €50 one for all voucher. Not many of you will put up with the three of us in studio here this morning. So congratulations. You're a champion.
You're a legend.
All right, darling.
Have a cracking weekend. Enjoy your one
bye.
For all.
Bye, hon. Bye.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.